The Sebastopol Center for the Arts opens 2013 in a new home, a substantial reconfiguration of their city's Veterans Building. Robert Brent, president of the center's board of directors, says the change gives his organization a lot of new resources.
This building, of course, has a dining room, a commercial kitchen, an auditorium that seats anywhere from 250 to 450 people, a stage. It'll have theatrical lighting and sound systems. Those are all things we didn't have, not to mention 80 parking spaces. In total, this building is twice the size of the space that we moved from.
The center's previous home, in a small industrial complex just east of the town plaza, was sometimes hard to find. That won't be a problem at Sebastopol's Veterans Building, which sits at the edge of Ives Park, just two blocks from the town's central crossroads.
Everybody comes here for some reason. They vote here or they come to the Apple Blossom Festival. So when we looked at investing $500,000-$600,000 in the building, we were definitely thinking on the Field of Dreams theory, and that seems to be playing out.
The gallery space is nearly doubled in the former auditorium, while still leaving room for events on a stage at the back. But Executive Director Linda Galletta is even more excited about the possibilities for expanded classes and other activities in the adjacent rooms.
Our ceramic studio is experiencing more people coming in for open studios. They're signing up for ceramics classes. Our painting, drawing, weaving studio is seeing an increase in interest as well. We're really looking forward to the opportunity for summer classes for children. With Ives Park right next door, we think that we can create a wonderful combination of art, music, dance classes in the morning, swim lessons in the afternoon. This is a really great location for us to be able to expand our programming.
A leaderless painting group is already happily settling into their new meeting space in the Fireside Room, says one of the members, Richard Jones.
We have a great room. We have three actual windows that bring in a lot of light, and that's wonderful. And we have plenty of parking where we didn't before, and we're happy.
And behind the spacious ceramics workshop, weavers like Vicky Yugen are already taking advantage of the expanded space in a second studio there.
The last space was kind of funky and nice. This one is cleaner and brighter and better lit and easier access. We've got our own room for storing all of our looms. And when we come here in a non-class time, we just pull the looms out and work on our projects and then stow them when we're done.
The move and the remodeling, financed entirely by donations from the community so far, was also a bold step for the county, which still owns the building. Board President Brent says their long-term lease was a win-win deal.
The county was losing around $180,000 a year on this building. So over the period of a 30-year lease, they were looking at losing $6 million. And so making a deal where we're completely responsible for the building and its maintenance, but our lease cost is very low, saved the county a huge amount of money, saved us a huge amount of money, and allowed us to make this makeover of the building, which serves the community so well.
The center's grand opening exhibition, with pieces from 325 local artists, runs through Friday. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.